What up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100 out here chilling with Turtle.
What up, what up?
And Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we speak about winning. Even when we lose, we find a way to use that to win in the future.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get it started.
What it do, baby?
Hey. Gosh, oh, dang.
That feels good. Hold on, let's do it one more time, guys. One more time. What it do, baby?
Oh, I've been dreaming about that.
Haven't lost it. How you boys doing?
Feeling great.
Man, y'all looking great. Y'all look amazing. A little thicker. You know what I'm saying?
I think the whole world's a little thicker.
The whole world's a little thicker. I feel it. I try to lie to myself, but it's there.
I mean, we just been, you know, we've been dealt a hand, and we're just, you know, making the best of it.
Big chilling. Good to see you guys. I haven't seen people for a while, so felt good to come out the house, and recently started seeing people. So
yeah, it's been, it's just the weirdest time I've ever been alive for. So it
really has. Speaking about that, that's kind of the reason, if you guys were wondering what happened to us. I know a lot of people were asking, hey, where the episode's at? What's happening? You know, we was going to take a little break to separate seasons, revamp, and continue to do our thing. But with the pandemic happening and everything, it kind of just forced everybody to stop, as a lot of people's lives have stopped. But now we are back, official, ready to go.
Yep.
Back at it.
Back at it again. So speaking about the pandemic, just so we can knock it out the park, get it out of here once and forever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What were your initial thoughts when you heard about it?
To be honest, prior to everything, I didn't really take it serious at first. I was like, y'all wearing masks, cool, all right. Like, I mean, they would have announced it already, and you know, government a little stronger, you know, and
right.
I just kept doing what I was doing, you know. Then it started getting serious. Things started closing down.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you know, being in the service industry, my job is people, you know. So I was paying attention to it, and I was like, y'all, this shit gonna fuck us up. But initially, I thought it was going to be like a 1 month thing. It was a couple weeks thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I did not think it was going to drag that long, you know?
Well, I was following it from like back when it was just in China, just because I was like, wow, this seems pretty crazy. Like the way it went down in China was already crazy. And so I was definitely following it and following like the numbers and seeing how it rises. And I'm like, I knew it was a matter of time before it came here. But I thought we could learn from the China situation, and like it wouldn't really affect us that much. That's what I was thinking when it first.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way, man. We did.
Because it's like you saw how it went down there, and we should have just been like, you would think that we'd be like, all right, cool. Well, as soon as it gets here, just lock everything down for a couple weeks, and then
it's like that old saying, right? If you see your friend's hand get burned on the pan, that doesn't mean you're gonna touch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nah, we touched it. We went right in it. We're still touching it right now, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, I for sure thought it was gonna end in a couple of weeks, man. A month, you know, I was gonna be right back on it. I honestly took it as a little vacation at first. I was like, I get some time off, I get to chill.
Yeah, I think we all did that. I think the vibe of like the first month of quarantine was definitely like, yo, everyone was just like, oh man, I got time all of a sudden. Right. Like, let me.
Yeah, especially prior to that, I was hustling. You know, I was on full grind mode.
Yeah, all three of us were.
Yeah.
Immediately prior to this, we're going pretty hard on all of our different things.
So it was
that
cool. I was like, damn, y'all telling me y'all gotta stay home?
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna judge me for just being at the crib. Yeah.
It felt like, you know, it took away the feeling bad about taking time off or being like quote unquote lazy, just like doing nothing some days. If society's up and running, you are like, man, I just wasted that entire day.
Right.
But like during this, you kind of felt like, okay, so I mean, I didn't miss anything. Nobody else is doing anything. Yeah. It's not like.
Right. How long did it take any of you guys to feel like, damn, I got to do something? You know what I mean? Or like, man, I got to get out the house. You know, or did you guys ever get that?
It took me about 2 to 3 weeks into it to feel like I had to start working out again, doing physical activity, because I was just like, the first 3 weeks, eating whatever I wanted, you know,
right,
playing video games, sitting down. Like, okay, so we're an Apple Watch group, right?
Yeah.
And this is just the most immediate thing I notice is it went from, you know, if anyone has an Apple Watch, the red ring on the outside, right, it's your movement ring. So that's your daily, like, it's not just one workout. It's your whole day worth of right. calories, all the movement you do in a day. And I went from pretty much filling that up every single day to maybe getting a quarter full.
Yeah, no, my shit just stayed charging. I didn't even
touch. You weren't even wearing the Apple Watch.
Just a whole bunch of ghost days. Like, if I didn't have the watch,
you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, well, I had some of those too. Like, you can see, you can directly see when I started working out again. Like, I have a schedule that I can look back on.
Yeah, it's funny. I just started back. So I looked at it and I was like, it's hilarious to see, like, the months prior, it was all like red and yeah. green and the blue, and then just nothing and then the red again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild as hell. But so I know me and you, Pat, we work places and we do stuff outside of home. So we definitely had to stop fully.
Yeah.
We had to, you know, nothing, we can't do nothing. But Turtle, your business is mainly online and you do a lot of stuff
yeah.
from home. So, like, how did it affect you? How did it affect your work?
Look, so I'm gonna be honest, it went very well. But then I had a problem, which is a good problem to have, which I was losing a lot of, like, I was down a lot of merch and I had nowhere else to get because everyone's very cautious.
Low inventory.
So it became like, well, okay, what do I do now? You know, so it got a little hard, but, you know, slowly things started, you know, opening up a little bit. But
that is the best problem to have, is right. to be running out of inventory.
It's a good problem.
Yeah. So that's what I was doing. I was like, all right, how do I figure out to get more inventory without harming my family? And I figured out, you know, I think what quarantine did for me is honestly, like, just made my brain work to another level that I didn't totally. Even think. I didn't think it would get hit, you know. So
right, mm-hmm. definitely. See, because I had not a similar thing, obviously, because I had nothing to stock up, you know. But I was thinking about my everyday life. Right after the first month, maybe month and a half of just chilling, I started really thinking about, like, man, what's gonna happen? What are we gonna do? And I was like, man, you spent a lot of fucking time working for somebody else, a lot of time being at another place just to make money to get ends meet, to pay for the rent, for the food, for whatever you got going on in your life, you know. And it's I think a topic that we touched on before, Pat, where you said, and, you know, I take it to heart, is like, you could really work for somebody for 10 years, you're not gonna own the place,
right?
You're not gonna get past that, you know. So that kind of made me realize, I was like, man, like, our lives stopped. My talent and my service, if the world doesn't need it, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
you know. And compared to, like, Turtle, he's still working. Found a way to work around it, you know, found a way to move his hustle.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what I really realized, what I was looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely I like what you said, Turtle, about, like, you, the solution wasn't like to work harder or do something. The solution required you to just, like, think really hard for a while and, like, mm-hmm. figure out some other way of doing it. I think we mentioned on a previous episode about my other business and right. how it was, like, catering to music festival goers,
right?
Just a brand for everything you need for music festivals. And, like, that was just donezo, right? Mm-hmm. Every music festival in the whole world pretty much got canceled. So it was a very similar thing to what you were talking about, Turtle, where you just had to, like, At first I took the quarantine and was just like, all right, I'm chilling. I'm going to chill heavy. I haven't had
right.
a weekend off in years. Like, this is the first time, like, let me just give myself a break. And then you just had to get creative with, like, how, what the hustle is. And that this is a very special circumstance, but I think you can take that energy and that thought process and apply it when there's not a pandemic, when there's not extenuating circumstances. Like, it doesn't have to just be because of that problem. There's always some obstacle in your life and you can
right,
creatively think to overcome it.
Yeah.
But that, this was great practice for that. Using that part of your brain and just being like, okay, how do I pivot what I'm doing to work right now? Because there's always a way to make
definitely,
it work.
Definitely, yeah. definitely. But I'm part of the group that kind of lied to themselves. You know, I was like, yo, I'm gonna start reading this book. I'm gonna get on, you know,
thanks for the honesty.
Laptop. I'm gonna learn how to fucking do websites. I'm gonna learn everything I can learn, bro. I ain't open that laptop.
it's dusty. I mean? It's dusty.
That book, I moved it. It was in my way. I was like, man, I need to put stuff there. You know. But with that being said, I got real comfortable. I got really, really comfortable. I kind of took. I went from, like, a vacation to kind of like, I ain't doing shit. Yeah. You know. And I think the reason why I'm saying that is to anybody else out there that got comfortable, realize it. You know what I mean? Take accountability. Yeah. And be like, yo, I need to do something. Because truth be told, you could do something. You just got to want to do something. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I was just wondering if during this time, I mean, Turtle, you still working. So I can't even ask you. But like, Pat, is there anything that kind of came to mind? Like, I kind of want to get into, kind of want to learn, kind of want to do, thinking about the future, like where you want to be at or something. You know, like any realizations, any, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, like the beginning process was before the getting real comfortable. And, you know, I saw a lot of people talking about like, you know, there's a real grind, rise and grind mentality. Like you should always be hustling and stuff. And like what you were saying, realize if you got comfortable, but also don't be hard on yourself if you got comfortable, because like,
definitely,
you know, a lot of people have been working really hard for a long time, and like, you don't always have to be like, all right, let's wake up and how am I going to make money today? Like sometimes it's good to take a little break. But for me, one major realization I had is like, you can make whatever plans you want to make, and something like this can happen. And just, I was thinking about how recently one of my goals was to open my own restaurant, and I came pretty close to doing it. And then some things fell through last minute, and we would have been open, like at the beginning of this pandemic, we would have been open for like 9 months or so. And it absolutely would have just crushed us and shut us down. You know, crazy. So that was an interesting realization to think about that. And maybe that it was a blessing that it didn't work out when it did.
Yeah.
But things I wanted to get into, I mean, I kind of have been learning like more computer stuff because we're pivoting with the brand I started. I'm learning a lot more about like online marketing, learned Facebook advertising, Google advertising. So awesome. I definitely took the opportunity to try and figure some things out that I didn't know how to do.
That's dope. I mean, on that note, you know, saying that, like, I'm not beating myself up. And you said, don't beat yourself up if you got comfortable. Some of us. You know, deserve it.
A lot of people needed a break. Yeah. So
I truly believe that too. Honestly, I like when people felt more energized because they slept in
right
till 10, you know, like I love that for them, you know, like I understand. I worked my ass off too, you know, so
a lot of people in better moods. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, for the beginning part of it. There was a lot of people that was a lot happier. A lot of people that realize, man, I hate my job. Mm-hmm. That's what I realized.
Yeah. You know? I think there's going to be a collective kind of wave of kind of what we're getting at right now. We're like kind of dancing around that subject. But like one of the ideas is, you know, find a way to work for yourself in a way that makes you happy. Everyone just got a forced, or not everyone. I know there's a lot of people that had to maintain their jobs and they're going through, like, for them, it was like really no positives about it.
Yeah.
Like I still have to take the metro every day to get to my job cleaning a hospital or whatever.
That's because shout out to them. Shout out to y'all. So
my brother is an emergency room nurse, and like he didn't get to see his kids for like, you know, a couple months because he was just quarantining. He didn't want to put them at risk. Yeah. So there's a lot of people where it hasn't been a positive thing. They didn't get a break.
Right.
But for those that did, we're talking about how to, you know, it's the winning circle. We're talking about how to get the W out of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people really did deserve the break. And a lot of people learned that they don't want it to go back to how it was before.
Yeah, man. You know, and on that note, you know, it doesn't seem like this is going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
Just kind of like what we did with the winning circle with this podcast. We're now adjusting to what might be the new norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could take things you learned. I mean, obviously now being a little more careful when you go out, washing your hands, not, you know, avoiding big places with a lot of people and all that. You just got to adjust to your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that a lot of people, like you say, your brother had to adjust to his circumstances. Right. He had no choice. He had to make that the day of, you know. We now have that opportunity. You kind of have to look back like, yo, I got my rest. I got to chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, don't start. You know, you don't got to start right now if you don't want to. But think about it. You know, get back up. You're well rested.
It's thoughts that you should have just sitting there. Like you said, Turtle, like this kind of. It's a good way to take this opportunity to change your thought process and the way you think about things and start laying the groundwork for what eventually will hopefully make you a lot happier in the long run. If you realize like, man, I have this 9-to-5 and I've always kind of not liked it, but now that I don't have to do it, I really realize I don't like it. Or you know, it's not a 9-to-5. You're doing some other right. stuff. You drive for Uber or whatever. And you're just like, man, I'm really spinning my wheels. And now I have forced myself. I've been forced to take time off. I'm not spinning my wheels anymore. So now let me start yeah. working on something that can hopefully...
feel like it might yeah. be the best time for you to make that mm-hmm. jump, that yeah. risk for yourself yeah. to yeah. say, you know what, I'm not going to go back to this job that I hated. I'm mm-hmm. not going to do that no more. Take the opportunity now to look for something new and just grow.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that just that's the thing. Spread your wings and grow, you know, fly a little bit, you know. And I think that's what the winning circle is about. And that's what we're talking about, you know. And on that note, you know, how did this kind of affect you mentally? You feel me? Because at first I was very stressed out because of my family. Mm-hmm. Very, very stressed out, you know, because I care about my mom. She has pre medical conditions, mm-hmm. and that's obviously in the target rate of what coronavirus is doing it. So mm-hmm. I was definitely stressed out about it. Then I felt with everything else going on, there was like an overwhelming amount of information that kind of just made me more like stressed out, where I kind of had to yeah. step away from it.
It was all coronavirus, right? Yeah. Like yeah. every for about 2 months, every piece of information you were absorbing was related to coronavirus.
Right.
So that was also a unique experience aside from the pandemic.
And it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you were, like there's stuff everywhere that had to do with it that I just couldn't believe. Like for yeah. example, the people who just think it's fake.
Yeah.
People are like, this ain't real.
Yeah. The Instagram comment section. I mean, for us, this group, our social media is always kind of something we keep coming back to because
right.
it can be so beneficial, but on the other side, it can be so damaging.
It really could.
On the beneficial side, let me just say, when everybody had all this time on our hands, the meme community just was like,
striving.
I got this, guys, and just put the team on their back. They're like, yo, let me, like, that was probably, it was like a renaissance for memes.
Yeah,
like,
Twitter takes no time off.
It's been unbelievable.
24/7.
Just the internet comedy is reaching a peak right now because of this. So that's on the plus side. But on the negative side, you're just like, you read these comment section, you're just like, how are you people like alive and, you know?
Yeah. How
are you interacting with society? Like, and you're definitely. This dumb. Like, yeah. like, it's like, I don't want to alienate anyone, but like, it's real. It's right. here. Mm-hmm. Wearing a mask helps.
Yeah.
So you should do all that stuff and you should be cautious. And like, I understand it's a calculated risk. If you want to go out and try and do stuff, you're welcome to. It's a free country. But like the people who are literally saying like it's made up and doesn't exist, I'm just like, how?
I don't understand how there's like yeah. thousands of deaths. Nah, that's something else. They're dying for something else. They was already gonna die. What? That many people?
Like, yeah, nah.
It's crazy. Like, it's like there's the facts. And fuck that. It's the government.
It's been wild.
Yeah, stay woke.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're getting information from so many sources, from sources like that, and then there's like the other extreme, which is the people who are taking it being extremely cautious about it, which is like, you know, that's within your right to do, but.
Yeah, that I think one of my favorite things that come out of it is the how many people are getting exposed for dumb stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I love the like the now and then stories of like a picture of a chick on Instagram in Miami Beach drinking out of a bottle, right? And then the YouTube video of her of I got coronavirus and yeah. how it's affecting my life. It was like, what yeah. you think was yeah. gonna happen?
Obviously, we're not gonna take joy in anyone getting it, but it is kind of pretty funny to see. Like,
yeah, wish them no harm. Yeah.
It's yeah. that you know, that's a thing in comedy to like go from like a setup and then you smash right. So it's not like the fact that she got coronavirus. It's that you can see those two things right next to each other.
Right.
Like the first post is like, I'm going out partying this weekend. And then the very next post is I got coronavirus. Right. And it's like that's a very comedic way of framing
it. That's one thing that being stuck in my dark room, I'm just like, ha ha ha, laughing to myself and all that.
Mentally though, I think it's been, it's just been a very hard thing to digest, I would say. Like, it's just, like you're saying, so much information about it. It's all you're hearing about. It's a sad thing. You know, anytime thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are dying, it's just like that weighs on you, I feel like.
Yeah definitely.
Whether you knew them or not.
I think what I'm doing, you know, which helped me out a lot, was at first it was like a overwhelming amount of information. And now I'm kind of getting back into a motion of doing things. And that's kind of like real healthy for me mentally because I stepped away from
You're not just sitting there in the jacuzzi of coronavirus right. information.
Yeah, because nowhere, no matter where you go, YouTube, yeah. Instagram, Twitter, you can just open up Google.
YouTube
yeah.
literally for this put in a new section that you can't, it's on your homepage. You can't right. avoid it. It's like, yeah. normally when I go to YouTube, I see all the dumb stuff that I watch, all my recommended videos. Now it's like I can't even avoid it there, the yeah. place where I'm supposed to go to see distracting stuff.
No. Right, man. It's crazy, man. And the other thing I don't understand is how difficult is it to wear your mask? You know, like yeah. how much of that is a problem? I was doing, because I couldn't get unemployment or nothing, I was doing DoorDash for a minute. I needed to make some bread. So I wore the mask. I wore the gloves. Mm-hmm. It sucked sometimes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Bigger dude. I got to breathe. But you find ways to doing it. Like now, the way I feel, right? If I'm kind of just walking on my own, there's nobody around me, I'm not gonna wear it, right? I'm yeah. not. I don't need to have it on. If I'm in my car by yeah. myself, I'm not yeah. gonna have it on. But if I'm going into the store, I'm gonna wear it.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, even if it's not for me, it's respect for the people around me.
Right. It's yeah. a, you know? It's a selflessness thing. Yeah. It's such a simple act.
And it doesn't like how hard is it?
Yeah.
you
yeah,
know, and I feel bad for these restaurant workers and doctors and all that to have a mask, glasses, face shield. They got yeah. everything. And that's the way they got
hours,
work.
Hours of yeah. work with that. So.
And people complaining about wearing a mask just to go buy fucking bananas.
Yeah, like, it's really,
it's wild. It's shining a light on like this inconsiderate nature that mm-hmm. apparently a lot of people have, and it's
right.
It's, insane. It's I literally think, insane.
Like yeah. one thing that's happening too is kind of like the culture about it, right? Because I know, especially for me. Mexican, right? A lot of like the older Hispanics, a lot of older Mexicans watch Spanish news, and it's very exaggerating, and it, you know, drives up like crazy conclusions. It's, yeah. it's just like a soap opera, but the news, right?
The news, yeah.
But we kind of check each other, right? Like I'm like, nah, like, you know, like you have to wear it. Like, you know, and you look out for each other. There's a sense of community where you don't allow each other to be
holding
stupid,
each other accountable,
you know. But so it's wild to see like the amount of people who just don't have that.
I mean, I will say, I mean, from what I've seen, it's white people, right? It's right. white people who are acting stupid as fuck and not like, and it's not like, it's become a symbol. I think like the whole wearing a mask thing is like a symbol yeah. and you're not, I refuse to wear the mask because I don't do what the government tells yeah. me to do. You guys right. are all shit. And it's like, you're just being an asshole.
Yeah.
Wear the mask. You don't like it. It's ridiculous. The selfishness involved.
I mean, listen, I'm from LA, so you know, growing up, it's still fuck 12, right?
Yeah,
so I'm not
yeah.
gonna listen to the government. But if a doctor that's obviously a doctor went to the school, did all that shit, is telling me, hey, maybe you should wear a mask, I'm like, hey, you know what, doc? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, weigh the option. The best case scenario is it's protecting you from the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, it's not doing anything and you're just wearing a small piece of fabric on your face. Like, how is yeah. that the biggest inconvenience of your right. lifetime?
And it's yeah. like, I've gotten sick before and I fucking hate it. I hate it. Just like a regular cold, it takes me out for like 2 days. Hate it. Yeah. Hate it with a passion. Why are you like, fuck the mask? If I get sick, I get sick. Like, what? You gonna take you out for like a week? You never know what's gonna do you. Yeah. You know?
I read one from a girl who's like, in her 20s, and she was like, yeah, it's been over a month and I still can't like walk hell up a no. flight of stairs without getting like extra winded. And it's like, how is that worth it? What's the right. risk reward? Like, just to make that statement, however you feel about, you know, the government or about being a sheep or whatever, but like at the end of the day, it's literally the smallest act is to just put on a mask. Like, yeah. it's not hard at all. It doesn't hurt you.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, and so I've been doing that. Also, it's like the washing hands.
Yeah.
You feel me? I realize now how much more often, I didn't realize how much stuff you kind of really touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. how often you touch your face.
That's crazy.
You know, I've realized that I be touching my face a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm very, when I talk, I move my hands a lot. So I'm like, whoa, hey, slow down. You know, so having hand sanitizer and all that is kind of becoming the norm.
Yeah.
One before.
There's a lot of, I think, things that are being enacted that I hope will stick around even mm-hmm. after we beat this.
Yeah.
Just because it's good habits to have, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a positive, man. Yeah. It's good to be yeah. have good hygiene.
Right? Yeah. I already like just as a bartender probably would wash my hands like 20 or 30 times a night.
Yeah.
When I'm working, and so I just took that home with me. But it's like, yeah, it's a no brainer. Yeah,
it's something yeah. small, but it's helping you become a better person for yourself.
Anybody you know? Notice? Like, for me personally, I've taken this entirely seriously. And, you know, I still go outside and, you know, I've been over to friends' house. I've gone out to restaurants, but following all the guidelines. And not only have I not gotten corona, but I haven't been sick. This is probably one of the longest periods of times I haven't even gotten a cold. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, definitely.
And that's because I'm being so cautious and clean and hygienic, you know? So
yeah, especially because before, if you felt a little bit sick, you was like, I'll still go out.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
I used to get sick like once every 2 months, probably, you know, just like a cold or something, just because of, you know, I worked at a bar. And it's like you said, you know how many people that I'm serving that are like pretty sick and shouldn't be going out, but they're like, no, I'm not. I only have one Friday. Like, I'm not missing my opportunity to go get fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's well. Yeah. I mean, so come on, wear your face mask, wash your hands. You know what I mean? Be nice, be respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to put some light to that. When during quarantine, I picked up somewhat a high anxiety that I, when I was, you know, normal and everything, doing everything, it wasn't really there. Also, it was kind of cloudy some of these days, right? And it kicked up my depression and being home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have a therapist, but, you know, some people do, and not able to see them face to face. Like, it was a really tough time too, mentally, really, really bad, you know? So, I mean, to all that, like, I also want to say, like, mentally put some awareness into that. And, like, also, you know, being hygienic and everything. Right, so also put to that we do need it more than we think, you know. And it showed a lot during Twitter. It showed a lot during Instagram that people couldn't stay in their house, and it's because they couldn't stay in their head.
A lot of people, when they're dealing with anxiety or depression, have, like, developed, not even like a therapist told them this, but it's just something they naturally developed, the coping mechanism of like, all right, well, let me just go do something. I got to go do something. Partially, it's a distraction. You're just distracting yourself, ignoring the problem. But partially, it does help to be productive and feel good about what you're doing. And that got taken away. And so you do have to put in, I think, a significant effort into developing other ways of dealing with
Definitely.
Those feelings.
Yeah, because if we're putting effort to hygiene and the mask,
mental health,
work into mental
thing we didn't touch about. That's definitely a thing that I think affected everybody, I feel like, because everybody had it in a certain way. You know, like Turtle said, he got his little bit of his anxiety. You know, I was just talking about earlier how I was being overwhelmed, you know, stressed out, just out being at home and just looking at my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to clear it out. One thing that helped me out a lot was definitely, which is weird to say because I never thought I'd say this in my life, but the sun, being out, it felt good. And I guess it's like all those nights chilling in my room with the AC on playing video games, you know.
It's chemical. It's not like a placebo. That's something that like does release endorphins and serotonin, and vitamin D is an essential.
It definitely felt good, you know. But if, you know, obviously you don't have that, and I think for a lot of people what sucks is I have my own little privacy. For a lot of people, they're stuck in a house where they don't have the privacy, where they don't have that space where they kind of went other places to get that, that now they can't, you know. Reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, you know, somebody, even if you don't find nobody, hit one of us up, you know. Turtle's That's always there to talk to somebody. He's always gonna respond, so you know, reach out to somebody, and definitely don't ignore it, because the more you ignore it, the worse it gets.
You know,
the more I was ignoring, you know, the way I was feeling, and I was like, nah, I'd be all right, nah, I'd be cool, I'm straight, you know.
You just set yourself up to eventually hit kind of a wall, and it'll force itself to be addressed. You know, you can't ignore it forever, because eventually the anxiety or the depression is going to stop you in your tracks and be like, hey, bitch, let's we gotta talk.
Yeah, definitely. That's the way it hits you, too. Yeah, man. But I think on that note, basically, back to the topic, you know, pivot, overcome, learn, you know, and grow. You feel me? This might be our new norm. And even if it isn't, it's a good time to take advantage and learn about ourselves and really try to do something.
You have to maximize. It's a classic kind of saying, but you have to look for the silver lining in any negative situation.
Definitely.
This has been a crazy, unique, unbelievable era in human history.
Right.
It's crazy to think that right now we're living through something that's gonna be like taught in history books, the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. But you have to find the good in the situation. And we all shared little examples of the good we've found.
Right.
In enhancing your creative thinking, realizing that you're not cool with the status quo and you want to create something better for yourself, this is the perfect time. You have so much extra time right now, so much more energy. It's the perfect time to try and figure something out. Definitely. And then work on your mentals. Mm-hmm. Take care of your chickens.
Definitely. Man, you know, well, thank you guys for tuning in. If I could ask you guys one little favor, just send this episode to one friend, one person, coworker, cousin, family member, shit, your neighbor that you think might like it.
We're here with you every Thursday on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts.
Stay winning, y'all.
We out.
Yeah.